The 2018 lawsuit claimed the state fails to provide an adequate education to all students because its funding system supports well-off children better than disadvantaged ones. Delaware is among a handful of states that do not provide regular weighted funding to schools for English language learners and low-income students. Monday's settlement comes just weeks before the case was set to go to trial. Governor John Carney agreed to seek legislative approval to increase and make permanent opportunity funding, the state's temporary weighted funding for English language learners and low-income students he spearheaded last year. He will also seek more funding for special education students in grades K to 3, early childhood education, and teacher recruitment for high-need schools. Daniel Walker heads the education nonprofit Delaware Campaign for Achievement Now. He says the time frame on some of the settlement's promises, like an external assessment of Delaware's school financing system by 2024, is too long.
Though I know it takes time to gear up and it takes time to find someone, we're still sort of kind of pushing fundamental overhaul down the line to another administration.
Carney said in a statement Monday that both parties viewed the case and settlement as an opportunity to make real progress for Delaware's children. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.